Romans 16. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church that is at Cenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints. And I ask that you assist her in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself also has been a helper to many, and of my own self. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life laid down their own necks, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles, and greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epaphras, my beloved, who is the first fruits of Asia to Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labour on you. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my fellow kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also have been in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ. Greet them that are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them of the household of Narcissus that are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labour in the Lord. Greet Persis, the beloved, who laboured much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, the chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who was also a mother to me. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the believers that are with them. Greet Philologus, and Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints that are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Now, I urge you, brothers, mark those who are causing divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Turn away from these, for they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they deceive the hearts of the innocent. For your obedience is known to all. I rejoice therefore over you, but I would have you to be wise concerning that which is good, and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my kinsmen. Itertius, who wrote this epistle, greets you in the Lord. Gaius, my host, and of the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you, and Quartus, the brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, to him that is able to establish you, according to the gospel I preach, which is the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept in silence throughout times eternal, but now is manifested, and in accordance with the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, is made known to all the nations to obedience of faith, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory for ever. Amen.